Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Congressional Democrats are raising concerns about sharing too much too fast following the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging all parties involved to proceed cautiously.
I think what is important now is to know the seriousness of what these documents were about, alleged to be about. We don't know. Well, hopefully we'll see more, but we don't want to see too much more because that might endanger our security.
In the meantime, Trump is calling for the immediate release of a federal warrant that the FBI used to search his residence. The Justice Department on Thursday asked a federal court to unseal it. Trump's attorneys were given copies of both the warrant and the inventory at the time of the search, and Trump could have made them public at any time, but chose not to. The former president's family business is headed to trial this fall. NPR's Ilya Marritz reports a judge has cleared the way for a criminal case against the Trump Organization and its former chief financial officer to begin in October in New York State Court.
The case has the potential to spotlight some pretty unsavory business practices. Prosecutors allege the Trump Organization and its former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, conspired to evade federal, state, and local taxes on millions of dollars of income over a decade and a half. The Trump business allegedly paid Weisselberg through living expenses and private school tuition for his relatives, all undeclared forms of income. The defendants moved to dismiss the case, arguing there was insufficient evidence and that prosecutors showed political animus. The judge denied those motions, but did remove one count against the Trump Organization. Jury selection is set to begin October 24th. Ilya Marritz, NPR News, New York.
Author Salman Rushdie has been airlifted to a hospital after being attacked at a literary festival in western New York today. He was apparently stabbed by a man who rushed the stage as Rushdie was being introduced. No word yet on a motive. NPR's Amy Held reports the prize-winning author had faced death threats in the 1980s.
In 1988, Iran banned Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, considered blasphemy by many Muslims. The next year, the late leader Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa, or an edict, calling for Rushdie's death and forcing him into hiding for a decade. In 2012, Rushdie talked about it with NPR.
People didn't really understand it in the West because they couldn't set it into a narrative that they understood. And after the 9/11 attacks, that narrative became the narrative of all our lives.
Tehran has distanced itself from the decree, but animus toward the author remains. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Emergency teams from across Europe are arriving in southwestern France to help local crews battling a massive wildfire. The government is also calling on volunteer firefighters in France to assist as well. The Gironde region has been under extreme drought conditions and is in the midst of its fourth heat wave this summer. Four state-owned Chinese companies have announced plans to delist from the U.S. stock market. As NPR's John Ruich reports, the move comes amid a long-running audit dispute between China and the U.S. and at a time of high tension between the two countries.
The companies are China Life Insurance, oil giants Sinopec and PetroChina, and Aluminum Corporation of China, or Chalco. The firm said they would apply for delistings of their American depository shares from the New York Stock Exchange. They will keep shares listed in Hong Kong and China, though. China and the U.S. have been in talks to resolve longstanding differences over auditing standards for listed companies. But there was no immediate explanation for the timing of the announced delistings. China-U.S. ties are at their worst in years after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan last week. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
A wildfire on Hawaii's Big Island is growing in size. Within the last 24 hours, the blaze has grown from several hundred acres to more than 15 square miles. Fire crews say high winds and extremely dry conditions are making it difficult to contain the blaze. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.